In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Glory be to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, both now and unto the ages of all ages. Amen. Today's meditation is entitled, A Man Called Jesus. And as we've just heard now in the Gospel reading of this morning, taken from John chapter 9, verses 1 to 38, the Holy Church reads for us this chapter twice, very close to the Feast of Theophany, and also in the sixth week of the Holy Lent. And both of them are related to enlightenment, as we consider baptism as our enlightenment, as well as our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ as enlightenment and opening the eyes of the blind. When we look in the New Testament, in the four Gospels, we actually find six accounts of miracles of opening the eyes of the blind. There is one account in the Gospel of St. John, which we just read, one in the Gospel of St. Luke, two in Matthew, and two in Mark. They are not all exactly the same miracle, which shows us that there were several times that our Lord Jesus opened the eyes of the blind. In Mark 8:22 to 26, our Lord Jesus opens the eye of one blind man, and it was outside the village of Bethsaida. In Matthew 9:27 to 31, we see the miracle of opening the eyes of two blind men, and it was early in our Lord Jesus' ministry in Galilee. The third miracle is the one that was read for us today in John 9:1-7 and then till the end of verse 38. And it was near the temple of Jerusalem. And this miracle is the one that is said in most details and many circumstances. St. John, whenever he picked a miracle or a story for our Lord Jesus, really he took his time telling us all the details. Then there are three miracles in the three different Gospels, which are almost exactly the same, or they could be referred to as the same miracle. So the first three could be three different miracles. As for the other three, they are the same. In Mark 10:46 to 52 is the miracle of opening the eyes of Bartimaeus as our Lord Jesus left Jericho. In Matthew 20:29 to 34, we see the story of opening the eyes of two blind men as our Lord Jesus also left Jericho. And then in Luke 18:35 to 43, the miracle of opening the eyes of one blind man. In all of them, there is a common thread that our Lord Jesus always used a miracle of healing in order to change and to transform a person's life, but also to affect those who are surrounding these people. And blindness wasn't only the physical challenge that any person held, but much worse was the spiritual blindness of the people who were around. And thus we see in every miracle, but especially in the one that was read for us today, the process of transformation. And this is my prayer for this morning, that all of us will take note of this transformation or change in the life of the blind person who was born blind in John chapter 9. And by the end of the miracle, this man could kneel down at the feet of our Lord Jesus and confess his lordship. One of the stories of opening the eyes of the blind, it took two steps for our Lord Jesus to open his eyes. It wasn't, you know, so clear. First, our Lord Jesus opened his eyes and he put some clay on his eyes, and the person didn't see immediately, but it was a transition. This is the story in Mark 8:22 to 26. After the Lord Jesus, he took the blind man by the hand and led him out to the village, and when he had put saliva on his eyes and laid his hands on him, he asked him, "Can you see anything?" And the man looked up and said, "I can see people, but they look like trees walking." So this is the first face. So he was blind. Then he saw people as trees walking. And then the Lord Jesus completed or finished the healing. Then Jesus laid hands on his eyes again. And he looked intently and his sight was restored. And he saw everything clearly. Then he sent him away. Three steps or three stages. From blindness to seeing vividly into having perfect sight is the meditation for this morning. The man who was healed in John 9, after his eyes were healed, he had very little knowledge of our Lord Jesus. And this morning I want us to forget everything and focus only on our Lord Jesus, the one who gives enlightenment to the mind and to the heart and to the soul. And to begin by evaluating our lives, where have we been and where are we going? Yes, we could be standing in church, but our heart and mind is completely somewhere else. Yes, we could have the Bible open in front of us, but the words aren't penetrating to our hearts. Yes, we could be participating in the ministry, but our heart is completely far from God and we're just doing it because we have nothing better to do. Yes, the Pharisees and the Sadducees and the scribes were all very well versed in the scripture, but they were completely blind. When this man's eyes were opened, he began by saying, you know, when they asked, who did this to you? He said, how were eyes opened? He answered, I said, a man called Jesus made clay and anointed my eyes. He looked at the Lord Jesus as a man, maybe a good man. But that was about it. The first level of spirituality is living with Christ as a man, as a human being, maybe a good man. And this is the stage of spiritual blindness. And in the world that we live in today, many still consider Christ as a man. He was a good man, but he wasn't the man. He was a good man, a man called Jesus. This is where it all starts. But quickly after he had an encounter with our Lord Jesus, his view of him started to change. This is no ordinary man. This was a prophet. They started to ask him more about who this man is and how he did this to you. And he started to argue with the Pharisees to the point that he said, you were born in sin and you are teaching us. He's telling them, after he has experienced Christ, he's telling them, this is no ordinary man, but he is a great man. We have never seen a sinner who opened the eyes of a blind. We have never heard this since the beginning of humanity. He is no regular man. He is a special man and is a prophet. But bit by bit as he grew in his spirituality, and after he was persecuted, the Lord came to him and he wanted to reveal to him his true self. So by the end of the miracle, the Lord asked him, do you believe in the Son of God? He answered and said, who is he? He is still searching, he's still inquiring. And the human heart is always searching until it finds Christ. And there is no complete satisfaction away from the Lord Jesus Christ. So this transformation happened to the blind man. From thinking about Christ that he is a man called Jesus, into a prophet, a great man, into bowing to him and worshiping him and confessing that he is Lord. And Jesus said to him, you have both seen him and it is he who is talking with you. Then he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. A complete enlightenment, a complete transformation occurred in the life of this man. Believe me, the easiest thing is to open up his physical eyes. The easiest thing is for God to make a miracle of healing. Many of us go to him when we are going through a hardship or a time of challenge to our health or going through an operation, and we kneel to him and we say, Lord, we want healing. This is the easiest thing. The Lord could do it just like that. With one word, he could heal us physically. But the real miracle is healing us spiritually. Coming back to him with our whole heart and mind and soul, repenting and kneeling to him and confessing to him that we were blind and now we can see. The real miracle is the transformation that happened in this man's life. From thinking of Jesus as a man into thinking of him of much more. You see, the seeing people as trees, the transformation into thinking as he's a prophet, into finally experiencing as Lord and God and Savior, and saying that, Lord, I believe, and he worships him. My beloved, this transformation is like the transformation that happens to a butterfly. And someone said, how can one become a butterfly? They answered, you must want to fly so much that you are willing to give up being a caterpillar. What do you mean? We must die? Yes, we must die to ourselves so that a new nature would be born. And this is what happens to us as we participate together in the liturgy and in prayer. The Lord is smoothly soothing us and changing us, our heart. The enmity that we had towards people, and the anger turned into kindness and love even for our enemies. Our misbehavior in any aspect or breaking of the commandments has been transformed and changed into blessing. And rather than cursing, we are praying for others and blessing them. The broken relationships are being mended and healed, and seeing clearly our Lord Jesus in our life as Lord and Savior and God. Yes, we must die to oneself in order to be born a butterfly. Life is changed and it's not taken away. But we can have the value of life. Our Lord Jesus said, I have come that they may have life and that they may have it more abundantly. This is the kind of abundant life that we want in Christ Jesus. Once our eyes are changed and opened and transformed, once we are like a butterfly, we can really love the kind of love that makes the new life. And it's better than all the hugging that we can do as a caterpillar. This is the type of transformation. And people will notice this change in us, as Proverbs 15:30 says, the light in the eyes of him whose heart is joyful rejoices the heart of others. Joy is very infectious. The love of Christ and dedication to him is really infectious whilst it abides in us. Some people talk about finding God. Many of us are searching. But someone said, some people talk about finding God as if he could get lost. God could never get lost, but his hands are always extended to us in order to bring us back to the flock, to care of us, and to give us his kind peace. Sometimes God would allow us to put us flat on our back before we are looking up to him. We are going to be thankful in times of trials and tribulations, because these are the times that we will see God the most, that we may return to him, and a gentle reminder that he is still in control of our lives. The Lord is great and marvelous. And let us put our trust in him this morning. And every evening, someone by the name of Mary Crowley said, every evening I turn my worries over to God. He's going to be up all night anyways. Let us put our trust in him. And let us ask for this enlightenment starting this morning and starting today. And just think about, which level am I on? Am I still considering Jesus as a man called Jesus? Or is he a prophet, a great man? Or is he to me Lord and God and Savior? And this transformation begins today as we pray together the Divine Liturgy. May our Lord bless us today and always enlighten our hearts and minds and souls to have a true fellowship with him every single moment of our lives. And glory be to God forever and ever. Amen.